And welcome to another episode of Defying the Odds with Annabelle Kemi. I know it's been 2 weeks, but that's because a lot has happened. But then here I am again. Okay, so today I will be talking about how to deal with self-doubt. And I have titled it My ABC of Dispelling Self-Doubt. Lately, I have been fighting feisty mental and emotional battles, calm on the outside and chaotic on the inside. I questioned everything I stand for, my career choice, friendships and relationships, past, present and future decisions, as well as my dreams and visions. The mental strain I had eventually took a toll on my physical health, and saying it was hard is simply an understatement. The interesting thing about life is that when it rains, it tends to pour. While dealing with emotional and physical strain, I was plunged into another extremely demanding official duty. Throughout this period, my mind was awash with constant feelings of self-doubt. I was a potpourri of anxiety, uncertainty, fear, confusion, and above all, imposter syndrome setting. Although I love to take pride in my ability to stay above board at the faintest hint of fear, this time around, the pressure got me good. I can share this experience because I am now in a better place. I also feel the need to share because I believe many other people might have either been in my shoes or are currently navigating through self-doubts as I did. Plus, I was quite fortunate to be able to take the weekend off, get holed up in a comfortable hotel room away from the hustle and bustle of daily life, and just declutter my mind. This gave me ample time to do some much needed mental housekeeping, and I'm glad to say that I overcame it. Consequently, I thought it's important to share the ABCs that helped me overcome what I consider one of the worst bouts of self-doubt and imposter syndrome I have ever experienced. First, I would like to clarify what self-doubt is and why it is harmful to personal growth. Self-doubt in itself occurs quite often. In layman's terms, it is that state of mind of feeling inadequate or incapable of being everything you want to be. This usually comes to the fore when we are about to take up new tasks or challenges. When self-doubt is not quickly and properly dealt with, anxiety creeps in. Also, when anxiety is left to fester, it attracts imposter syndrome, which could potentially lead to depression. This is why it is advisable to quickly recognize self-doubt at its early stages and take conscious steps to overcome it. Some people may wonder how one can recognize self-doubt. Well, gleaning from my personal experience, the obvious symptom is having thoughts that question your ability to do particular things, feeling inadequate basically. Fear and uncertainty take over your thoughts whenever you remember all that you have planned out to do. In my case, it began with feeling like I wasn't doing enough to achieve the goals I had set for myself. It felt like I had lost my spark and I was retrogressing rather than progressing. The more I looked at my life, the more I feared that everything I had been doing thus far was grossly inadequate to take me to my promised land. That nagging fear evoked mental and physical stress such that I began to literally feel feverish and generally unwell. In no time, my health began to dip faster than I could even imagine. Whenever you begin to feel inadequate or morbidly fearful about anything in your life, I suggest you take a break as I did and reevaluate your self-worth. Often, the more you lose your feeling of self-worth, the faster you begin to feel self-doubt. I need to restate that nobody is above experiencing self-doubt. It will surprise you to know that some of the seemingly happiest people battle with feelings of self-doubt regularly. This explains why comedians and some of the richest people in the world have been known to be suicidal. Hence, the need to make efforts to terminate self-doubt as quickly as it rears its ugly head. Now let's talk about how to dispel self-doubt and work your mind and body back to a place of self-worth. The internet is awash with tips and ways to overcome self-doubt, and while I agree with some of the suggestions, I would rather speak from a place of personal experience. This is because while I was dealing with this crippling self-doubt, it was difficult for me to confide in anyone. I couldn't even muster enough gumption to read or consult the internet for quick fixes. Rather, I found myself spending more time in my head and inadvertently compounding the problem. Dealing with it in my own way ultimately made the difference. On that note, therefore, here are my ABCs to overcoming self-doubt, which I believe could help you too. The first is A, activate gratitude. I found this very helpful indeed. Whenever these thoughts of uncertainty creep in, counter them by redirecting your thoughts towards something you are grateful for. Remember when you achieved something laudable and thank God or whatever you believe in for that victory. Cast your mind back to when you thought there was no hope, but God came through for you. Remind yourself that you have been kept alive thus far because you are worth a lot to the universe. That way your self-worth will improve and you'll notice your confidence cup gradually filling up again. Now, the second is B, break negative patterns. One of the best ways to beat self-doubt is to stay away from negativity as much as possible. That seemingly insurmountable problem or task only gains power over you if you let negative thoughts thrive. The moment you break the pattern of talking down on yourself or being negative about the future, you'll find the strength to keep going. In essence, as you rebuild your self-worth by activating gratitude and breaking the pattern of negative thoughts, you'll discover that you have all the answers you seek right within you. And lastly is C, conquer the urge to compare. Comparing your life with others is one of the major causes of self-doubt. The fact that you are not where society expects you to be at a certain age is not reason enough to write yourself off. Note that societal timings are not often God's timings. That all your friends are married, have good paying jobs, have children, or look like they have gone further in life than you have shouldn't determine your happiness. Learn to avoid comparison as much as possible. Teach your mind to be grateful for where you are and let your only standard of comparison be your yesterday. Conquer the urge to compare. And those are my ABCs for overcoming self-doubt. I found them extremely helpful, and I sincerely hope that they serve you too. Self-doubt is a precursor to depression, and no one should be left to wallow in it. I'm not sure this will be the last time self-doubt will try to derail me. One thing I am, however, sure of is that I will never let it win. I will equally commit myself to ensure that no one I come across gets swept away by the tsunami of self-doubt to the best of my human abilities. Let me therefore leave you this week with this charge. Stay grateful, stay positive, and stay unique. That way, you will beat self-doubt. I love you all. Thank you for joining me once again. And let's do this again next week. I am Annabelle Kemi. Bye for now.